and a very good morning to you from the Old Ground Hotel here in Ennis. Throughout the election campaign, we're broadcasting from around the country, hearing about the issues that matter to people and examining what may swing their votes. This morning, we're in the four-seat constituency of Clare, which in 2016 returned two Fine Gael deputies, Pat Breen and Joe Carey, one Fianna Fáil TD, Timmy Dooley, and the independent deputy from West Clare, Dr. Michael Harty. He's decided not to run again, and later we'll be hearing more about that decision. It's fair to say that in this constituency, as in many others, the health service has long been one of the big issues. The removal of 24-hour emergency services at Ennis General Hospital means that people from the county have to travel to Limerick, the hospital which invariably tops the league table for trolley waits. Additional beds are promised, something mentioned by Leo Varadkar in this week's TV debate, but they're not expected to materialise before the end of the year. Other long-running issues here include the status of Shannon Airport, the future of Moneypoint Power Station, and the plight of more rural areas. So 15 days out from polling day, what's on voters' minds? Our reporter Tommy Meskell has been finding out.
Housing and our health service are the two things I would like to see improved in Clare.
I think there's a very anti-rural bias at the minute, right? Okay.
I'm really concerned about finding a job in Clare.
It's 10 in the morning and we're on Abbey Street in Ennis. It's been a foggy start to the day, but ask people what's on their mind ahead of this election and they're quite clear.
I ask you just about the housing. Why did you say housing?
Because I have a son and his partner and they have applied to three banks and was turned down for mortgage. They're on low wage and they applied to the council for a council loan for the mortgage and they were turned down there also.
The big issue, sure, the hospital, we're afraid of our life to have to go into hospital with the trolley situation, and that's the number one here in Clare. We have a small injuries unit in Ennis from 8 o'clock in the morning until 8 in the evening, which is very good, but outside of that you haven't. And they don't see children. If you have a child under 5 years, you have to go into Limerick and queue.
You know, if I go to Dublin, the M50 is a car park, okay? Whereas down here, you know, Ennis is a big town, so it wouldn't be too bad, but rural communities along the Atlantic seaboard, or I'm originally from Monaghan, so I know what it's like up there as well. They have not benefited the way the East Coast has. So it's a very unbalanced development, you know.
The Wild Atlantic Way has brought with it a huge surge in tourists arriving to West Clare. The problem, however, is that the tide quickly goes back out. They're mostly day trippers, often heading back to Dublin in the evening.
My name is Geraldine Enright, Director of the Cliffs of Moher Visitor Experience. 2019 was a record year for the Cliffs of Moher. We welcomed just over 1.6 million visitors.
I suppose the downside to it, though, is that you're starting to hear from locals around you that they're not feeling the benefits.
You know, there's been a huge change in the dynamic of how visitors come to the Cliffs of Moher. We have introduced a new criteria for any new coach licenses that wish to come to the Cliffs of Moher visitor experience. So they have to meet a number of criteria. Number one is to visit outside of the peak times. Number two, that they would visit another fee-paying attraction or visitor experience within the county. And number three is that they would overnight in County Clare, again to spread that economic return to the west of Ireland local economy.
Ennis Diamond, just a few minutes from Lahinch, is one town on the rise, thanks to their proximity to the seaside destination.
My name is Raymond Foody. I own Foody's Cafe and Bakery on the main street here in Ennis Diamond.
Ennis Diamond is thriving, people say, is it?
Ennis Diamond is a traditional market town. There are numerous different types of business, and all of those help each other.
It's not the same story across West Clare. In fact, many people would say that West Clare is struggling in many ways with depopulation and a lack of jobs.
I would agree totally with you. I have a second cafe down in Milltown Malbay, and it's only 15 minutes drive, and it's a different story totally.
People coming down from Dublin, buses coming down from Dublin, they're going straight out to the cliffs and they're coming back out again, and they're not staying in Clare. Is that an issue for you guys?
That would be a big issue for us, that the biggest issue with the day trippers is Shannon Airport. Shannon Airport has one of the largest runways in Ireland, but it's not being used. There is a magnet to have them all in Dublin.
Money Point, the coal-burning power station, is in the middle of a wind-down. The problem is what replaces the station. Tony Slattery has retired from the plant, but as a local and friend of Manny still working there, he's worried.
The area from Milltown down to Loughpaid to Ballinakelly to Kildice or to Lizzie Casey and even Ennis will suffer because you have people travelling from all over to work there. And the other thing is you had a lot of small contractors around Kilrush supplying vital supplies there. And when that's gone, their income stream will go.
Money Point has to go, but the concern is what replaces it?
What will replace it? That's just it. All power plants wind up, they're decommissioned. But the jetty that's there, it's the jewel in the crown. The River Shannon is one of the best natural harbours in Europe, and the jetty should be put to good use for the people of the area.
Back in Ennis, we meet students from the small LIT campus based in the town. They're graduating soon, so jobs in the Midwest is a concern for them.
My line of interest has always been working with the disability sector. I've always had an interest since I was quite young.
Do you think you'll stay in Clare?
That's a good one. I would say I'd probably leave Clare just to give it a try. But if there are opportunities here, definitely would give it a go anyway.
My name is Louise and I'm from Clare. I do think for the most case, young people leave the Clare region to study. So they go to universities in Limerick or Galway, Dublin. And typically when they do graduate, they're looking for employment opportunities elsewhere. The opportunities are not really or haven't been here as much. It has improved, I do think, but I think people tend to move out of the Midwest.
That report from Tommy Meskell. We'll have more from County Clare later on in the programme.